foundational tools to develop a biblical worldview. Welcome to Mentoring Matters, a listener-supported program of SharonHearts.org. With the world's culture invading the church, it is vital that we establish some deeper roots in biblical truth in order to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So join us now as we let the Word of God give us foundational tools to develop and maintain a biblical worldview.
Hi, this is Sharon Hoskins.
And this is Janie Ratzlaff.
And Janie, in my studies this week, I have noticed that 2 Timothy is true about us in our world today. So I'm going to read 2 Timothy chapter 3, starting in verse 1. It says, "But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God." Man, that describes us today. And how did we get here? I think that we have gotten away from the basic foundational truths.
And I would so agree with you and believe that began when we were born. We were born with a sin nature.
Right.
We were born for fulfilling any of those things.
Right.
If you've watched a year old, they can be very unloving. They are certainly unforgiving when you don't take care of them the way they want. Most 1 or 2 or 3 or 4 year olds are still lacking in self-control.
But see, Janie, I see some of this in the church. So then what do we say? If we have surrendered our life to Christ, then
we're, Sharon, without me being comical, then we're still baby Christians. We're still on the bottle. Okay. We're still self. And maybe, and I don't know, we haven't had good pulpit preaching to waken us to our natural nature. Now, we weren't born with an angelic thrust that we walked away from. We were born with something that we have to learn to walk away from.
I see.
That doesn't come naturally. And we've talked
about... It's a choice, isn't it?
It's a choice if you choose to stay
there. Sometimes it's a daily fight.
Sharon, I'm going to correct you on that. No, it's not a daily fight. It's a moment-by-moment fight.
As Paul said, I die daily.
Yes.
So we have to die daily.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So I used to play the piano, and the song that I would play is "I Need Thee Every Hour." Now I play moment by moment.
Right.
I find that the older I get, the more I have the privilege of trusting the Lord with things that I used to think that I could take care of myself. And I realized, no, that was a delusion. That was a deception. I need Him in everything because He says He is our all in all.
Yeah, that's all a right? good point.
And we have a tendency to not grow up. And you were telling me some interesting things about the term AWOL. Okay.
Right.
And you told me that your husband had been in that.
In the military. Yeah. He's not been AWOL.
Oh, that's right.
Right.
He is clear, people.
Yes.
Okay, all right. All
he
right.
served. He served his term, right? He didn't. Well, AWOL means absent without
leave.
Yes, without leave. So basically, they didn't report for duty.
How can we apply that, Sharon, to a parent who goes AWOL in not showing up for caring for the children that they decided to produce?
Yes.
They've
that
neglected
is so
their
true.
They've neglected their duty. And we used to find when Bob and I were able to work as counselors that we had an absent father, absent mother syndrome, where people would come in not knowing who they were, definitely trying to establish some genealogy of if they were worth anything.
Oh, right.
Because when your authority neglects you, abandons you, mm-hmm. mistreats you, subjects you to horrendous things that your authority was supposed to be protecting you on, then we had AWOL parents because they didn't ever show up for duty, even though they produced the child.
Right.
Okay? And you can learn from so much in life when you have the scriptures as your authority. So I don't want to just tell people, you can't do anything or look anywhere else except just in the Bible.
Okay.
Now, the Bible should be your final authority.
Right.
But we can still learn from science. We can learn from history. And we can learn from other areas where they agree with the scriptures that have already been declared about them. Okay?
Because the scriptures have to be our final authority. Is that why you're saying that?
Yes. And
okay.
And then somebody who may be wanting to get married might come to you and say, well, Sharon, what does the Bible tell me about being able to marry Paul? I'd really like to marry Paul, but I don't know if I should or not.
Well, my first response, is he born again?
Oh.
Right. I mean, if they're a born-again believer.
But you don't mix light with darkness, and the scriptures is very explicit. Now, some people will say, well, I really, really love her, or I really, really love him, and I'm just going to pray that God will just change their hearts.
I would warn against that.
And, you know, and God in His grace might. He's all sufficient. Mm-hmm. But when you break His rules, mm-hmm. just like in the military,
right,
then there are consequences that you pay.
Right.
And yes, God may work with that person because He is sovereign, but that's not the way He designed mm-hmm. the children that He created.
Yeah,
okay?
Right.
So God is not going to be unfaithful. If He created you, He has made a way for you to know Him if you choose. And by the way, as we read in this verse that you mentioned, He can allow some pretty tough sufferings mm-hmm. to get your attention.
Oh,
and He's
yeah.
not being a cruel dictator. He's saying, my love for you is so intense that I'm not going to let you slide into destruction by taking an easy street of just pleasing self and feeling good.
Right.
So recognize tough trials are a sign that He loves you, not that He could care less about you.
That's a good point. I really like that because many times we don't really understand some of the things that we go through, and we might want to blame God for those situations. But when God is making all things work together for good, then it's out of His true love for us that He does those things.
Well, and we are in 2 Timothy 3.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just see what the scriptures say about the very thing that we have said. 2 Timothy 3:10.
Okay.
But you have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long suffering, love, perseverance, persecution, afflictions, which happened to me at Antioch and Iconium, at Lystra. What persecutions I endured, period. And then here's the promise. And out of them all, the Lord delivered me. And there is
good.
That little three-letter word that I love,
mm-hmm.
all. Out of all of them. Now, it doesn't say instantly. We don't know how long the persecutions or the afflictions endured.
Right.
If we balance Scripture with Scripture, we can always go to Revelations 2 and 3, which was the last letter to the church that he had John write.
Right. Okay.
And then in verse 12, in 2 Timothy 3, yes, and in all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution.
Well, that sounds like a promise.
Well, it's okay. Let's go back to military.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't your husband have to go to boot training camp?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Okay, and he probably had a sergeant that made him want to leave boot training camp. And
yeah.
It was
I've heard stories.
And he probably, if I can use a casual phrase, it was probably like hell on earth. But it was that boot training that prepared him for the mission that he chose to take because he wanted to serve.
Right.
And we have been conditioned in a negative way to seek the prosperity of God's goodness. And my, he is good in the way he prospers us according to his insight and his wisdom.
Right.
But now we have got a comfort doctrine that we must be pampered and what's the word we're using? Entitled.
Oh, yes.
And so everything that happens to me should show God's goodness by pampering me and keeping me out of any adversity.
Right.
And then now, again, sweetly, I'm going to say, that's the baby Christian.
Oh, okay.
And some people will be eternally redeemed and saved because they have accepted the redemption of Jesus Christ through the atoning work of his blood. They have accepted the cross because they had to believe Jesus Christ to get out of hell and into heaven.
Right.
But they have never really learned the authority. And the authority is growing up and knowing how to use his authority in warfare.
Well, and accepting responsibilities, right? So when you get older, the older you get as a child, the more responsibilities that are placed on you. And I think that there's a lot of rejecting of that responsibility.
And that's
why people don't want to grow up in the Lord.
Yeah, but Sharon, what comfort when you know that somebody is in absolute control of what looks like it's out of control, and to know him is to be able to rest in him.
And that's why mentoring matters. Mentoring Matters is a listener-supported discipleship program of Sharon Hart's ministry. Join a community seeking to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. With resource materials available for the journey at SharonHearts.org. That's SHARIN Hearts.org.